Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Dan is on the phone, and the world is basically a whole new place for Dan all the time, it sounds like.
Yeah.
If you missed the first part, Dan met a girl on Tinder. It's the first time he's really used Tinder, and they went out to a gay bar. It was her choice, but he was just surprised because he'd never been to a gay bar before, didn't have any judgment, just the whole thing was very interesting to him, and it opened up his eyes to that lifestyle and how they have bars just like normal people.
Wow.
I know, he was freaking out about it. But anyway, they hung out there, then left. He did end up kissing her before she got in the car and went home. But now she's not talking to him at all. And we're going to see if we can find out what went wrong.
And you can't think of like any awkward moments, Dan?
That's the thing. During this ghosting period, I was like, did I say something weird? What, did my breath smell? Did I smell? Like, I can't think of anything. And I'm just kind of weirded out by it all, you know?
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. Okay. I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Right on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amanda?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, Amanda, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Are you familiar at all?
I think I've heard of it before, but I don't listen to the radio very much, to be honest.
No, that's fine. That's how we like it. We like people to have just heard of it and not listened so that you don't really know how to judge us. You know what I mean? Like, we prefer people just kind of know of us, but don't really actually actively listen to our show. So it's nice to meet you, Amanda.
Yeah, you too. Can I ask why you're calling me?
No.
Yes, of course you can. Yes.
Know my name.
Yeah, that's all. I just want to see if you were familiar at all with us. No, Amanda, I'm calling you because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Dan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dan from Tinder?
Yeah, you went on a date with Dan.
Uh-huh.
But now you're not talking to him, and he's wondering why.
Is this, like, a normal thing you guys do?
Yeah, it is. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then blow them off, they can email us to call you and figure out what happened. And that's why Dan emailed us.
All right.
Did he maybe come across as ignorant, I guess you would say? He seemed really baffled by a lot of things, like Tinder and gay bars, and like maybe he said something that he shouldn't have.
No, we had a good time. He's a great guy, actually.
Oh, really?
Okay, so you had a good time. He was a great guy, but you don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
Why?
What? Come on.
That doesn't give us a lot.
I mean, it's kind of weird to tell you guys about it.
Can you? And not even us. Can you tell us so that we can tell him? Because he's the one that's really curious.
I mean, I'd rather you not tell him.
Why? Is it something that he did?
Kind of. All right. I'll just, I don't know how much he told you guys, but we went to a gay bar, and some of my friends were there, a few gay friends, and they're 100% sure he's not straight.
Oh, really?
Really?
Like, all of them collectively thought that?
Yeah. And they're never wrong about this stuff.
Really? Okay.
Good radar, huh?
So you don't want to go out with him on another date because you think that he's not interested in you.
Or women.
Right.
That's what I mean. Women in general.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed interested. And at the time, I didn't actually think so. But the more I have been thinking about it since then, the more I agree with them. And I think he's probably gay.
I feel like if he is gay, he doesn't even know he's gay yet. Because
he
seems pretty oblivious to most things in life.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, is that he probably has no idea. But he was just way too comfortable. Like, he said it was the first time he's been to a gay bar, but he was like singing and dancing and like,
don't you think maybe he was just cutting loose? Like,
I
don't dance at normal bars, but anytime I've been to a gay bar, for some reason, the dancing takes over. Then I'll get hammered and dance. I don't know why.
And he did say that he had felt more open and comfortable there than
he did say that has maybe
ever.
Like, free.
Yeah, at the time I just thought he was having fun and like we were having a fun time together. But like, for example, my gay friends pointed out like he was in the bathroom grooming his hair and like just being really meticulous about it. Obviously I didn't see that, but they were telling me about it, and So you were saying, like, his mannerisms are, like, kind of stereotypically gay or effeminate, you know?
Oh. Yeah, but that's, I mean, this sounds like they're even playing into the gay stereotype at this point, you know?
Yeah, I know it sounds like stereotyping, but, like, they were very insistent that they are all in agreement he is not straight.
Wow.
Every single one of your gay friends thinks this dude is gay.
Dang.
Yeah, there were like five of my friends there, five gay guys I know who all agree.
Why wouldn't you go out on another date with them and just, I don't know,
find
test
out
the waters? I
just don't want to get involved. If he's like discovering something about himself, I don't want to complicate that any more than it already is.
You know what? We talked to him, and he did sound like he was discovering a lot of things.
Yeah,
like he,
everything.
The way that he even talked about being there, he was like, I felt the most free. So, I mean, I don't know if I can necessarily argue with you. Maybe he is, but you don't want to go out with him again just in case he's all of a sudden realizing that he might be gay.
He's a great guy, and we could be friends, but I just don't want to get romantically involved with him right now, you know?
Well, maybe you can talk to him about being his friend, because he's actually on the phone right now listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Amanda.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Dan. I did not know you were listening.
Yeah, I'm a little confused here.
I think so.
What?
I think that's the whole point of the phone call, Dan.
No, I mean, Amanda, I don't know how to say this, but I'm not gay.
It's like an opposite.
You guys, don't laugh at him.
Amanda, I think your friends are mistaken. I think they're the ones that are a little confused, because I'm super straight. Like
super duper.
Look, Dan, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to call you out or out you on the radio, but I just am going by what my friend said.
Your friends were so cool. Like, I would trust them also, but not about this. Like, we, like, totally hit it off. Hmm. And, I mean, if I was gay, would we have, like, that kiss was, that kiss kind of rocked,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, but gay guys can kiss well, too. That doesn't mean anything.
Right, but they usually kiss guys well.
I mean, Amanda, I will say, I don't think that you're being fair. Like, he's saying he is attracted to you, mm-hmm. and that's all that matters. Do you know what I'm saying?
Thank
like, even if down the road he's attracted to me, right now he's attracted to you.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hang on.
Yeah.
I'm not attracted to men, so I'm not gonna like become attracted to men.
Okay. Well, what about my friend with the tattoo?
Huh?
You're like holding his arm, like admiring his tattoo for I don't know, like five full minutes.
Whoa.
The ink work on his arm is spectacular. The shadowing is amazing. Look, I've been wanting to get like a really rad tribal for a while, and Charlie's work was amazing.
A really rad tribal. I don't think he's gay.
Amanda, you had a good time with him. You had fun. You guys shared a great kiss. I feel like you're letting your friends ruin something that could be really cool.
Yeah, who knows?
Like I said, he's saying he's attracted to you and he likes tattoos.
One of them said, Shante, you stay. And look, I don't know what that means, but I was like, I'm cool. I'm going to hang out.
Okay. Sounds, I have no idea what you just said, Dan, or were even trying to explain. But Amanda, will you go out on a second date with Dan? We'll pay for it. He's telling you that he's not gay, even though your friends say he is.
I'm not gay.
You don't have to keep saying it, bro.
I guess if you guys are paying for it, I'd be open to that. We can hang out. But I feel like I'm going to need some convincing that you're actually not gay.
Oh.
I am so down to convince you that I don't want to be with a man, but I want to, like, hang out with you.
What? This is not convincing.
Yeah, I'm not convinced, but hopefully, Amanda, you'll be convinced. Congratulations, Dan. You got a second date.
Shante, you stay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Shante,
yes.
You stay. Shante. Congratulations.
Yeah, girl.